Yes. Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea. That's right, you guys. I changed my name from Madman to Hitman because I'm going to start doing little Hitman, little chronicles on TikTok. That's why you might see some of my little episodes of when a hitman does this and that and such. You know, it's fun. I love doing that shit. But either way, we're going to get into a word around the campfire today, y'all. Yay! Word around the campfire. And it all starts soon. But before we get into that, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Support the podcast. Support your boy. Let everybody know, friend or foe, this is how we go, you know? So check it out. You can check out the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. Follow me on all forms of social media. Late for the Party 2.0 on TikTok. All of that stuff. Yes, you'll get all the little fun smiles and laughter and all of that and whatnot, as well as doing my podcast. I might even do a TikTok live and talk about some teams. You know what I'm saying? Some teams. But either way, let's get into it, you guys, because I know we got to get this party started. So, word around the campfire. James Gunn has went on Twitter to talk about the little rundown of what is to be in store for the DCEU with him and Peter Safran doing their thing and rebooting the whole shenanigans. Now, so we got a lineup so far of Superman Legacy, Wonder Woman Paradise Lost, Green Lanterns, but it's just going to be called Lanterns. Then we got Batman Brave and the Bold with him and Damian Wayne. Then we got Blue Beetle, Aquaman, The Flash. Then we have Booster Gold, Creature Commandos, and another one, like DJ Khaled, and another one, The Authority. Now, I want to talk about everything else right now, but it's interesting because how all the other, like, James Gunn talks about making the characters a little bit younger, and then also, like, the other movies, like Joker and the Batman, I forgot a couple other ones, then we got Swamp Thing as well, I'm sorry, Swamp Thing is getting a horror movie. It's kind of interesting. But then, I digress from my point. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's crazy because honestly, I would be excited. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some things that caught my attention, like The Authority. I didn't get a chance to see the series of Swamp Thing, but I heard it was okay. But then, like, some of the other shows, and then there's Waller, there's quite a few other things. I think I named most of them, though, but yeah, Waller's getting her own show, so Viola Davis is gonna be doing her thing as Amanda Waller. You know, I said Booster Gold. Quite a few people. See, damn, I kind of like lost sight, but not really. But they're going for more of a younger version of Superman. Like they're going to be younger characters, I guess, because from what I gather, they want to start building a franchise with younger folks so they can start getting of age while as time progresses. I guess. But I mean, I don't want to see another Superman. We already had him being a reporter, going to college, or, trying to find his way in Metropolis. Look, we don't need to see that shit anymore. I'm tired of seeing Lex Luthor and Zod and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Give us Brainiac. Give us some character like Mongo or something. Let Superman finally start going out into space and fighting some people. You know? I don't mind some stuff like that. I mean, I need stuff like that. You know, I need the, like, and James Gunn is writing this. It's got to be a better story. I mean, do I have faith in him in doing this? Considering the fact that at one point he didn't even want to do it, but then also he had some, but then also when you look at Brightburn, he had some stuff to do with Brightburn, because I think his nephew was the little boy who was playing the boy in Brightburn. So, I mean, will I give it the benefit of the doubt? Yeah, I mean, of course I wanna see it, just because I don't want no comic book movies to fail. But if they don't do something to make some sort of change, that's why I wasn't really mad at Man of Steel to some degree, because, you know, Superman wasn't, I mean, Zack Snyder had a vision of Superman being a little bit darker. Maybe it was a little too dark, but even still, like, but going in the same direction that he's been going for the last, I mean, since the TV shows and since Christopher Reeve, RIP, donned the costume in the 70s. I mean, but even George Reeve. So it's not like Superman hasn't been in... oh, shit. Bless you. Been in any kind of other media. And then we got Paradise Lost, another Wonder Woman series, Wonder Woman movie. I mean, I don't know who you gonna replace Gal Gadot, because I didn't mind Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot was actually cool. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the first Wonder Woman was off the hook, and her being in, like, the extended version of Batman v Superman and the extended version of Justice League, the Snyder Cut, like, Wonder Woman was off the hook. I ain't gonna cap. So, you know, Aquaman so far is gonna stay relatively the same. Flash is pretty much gonna do the whole reboot the whole franchise. So that's why we're about to get everything different. Booster Gold obviously is going to be interesting, because he's one of those joke characters. He's kind of like Dan from Street Fighter that nobody respects, and like he's just goofy and like, you know, but obviously they're going to make some kind of, it's almost kind of like how, I mean, from how Booster Gold would be, I mean, just a lighter version of Peacemaker, but not as violent. No, like, he's not a gun-toting goofball. He's just gonna be a suit-wearing, armor suit, superpower goofball. I think I might see some, like, elements of, like, not Deadpool where he's breaking the fourth wall, but just with that kind of goofy-type attitude. Then there's Blue Beetle, which is pretty much, an Iron Man-esque, where he gets a young kid gets the ancient scarab, a scarab to where it kind of talks to him, and he kind of like makes sure that he's not in danger, but it's kind of hostile. I mean, I already seen it in pretty much in the Young Justice cartoons, which honestly he was one of the cool characters in the cartoons, especially when you start getting into the later seasons where they were going up against the Light. The other stuff, Waller and like Swamp Thing, I mean, unless if they're going R-rated, they kind of already did it already. Oh, and fun fact about Swamp Thing, the original Swamp Thing, the original movie of Swamp Thing was directed by Nightmare on Elm Street's Wes Craven, right? But also Sean S. Cunningham, or I think Sean S. Cunningham, the music, the guy who did the original music for Friday the 13th. That is crazy. Just wanted to say that because that is kind of interesting. But that a Friday the 13th composer is working with the guy who directed Nightmare on Elm Street. That's pretty crazy. But what I really wanted to talk about was The Authority. The Authority is basically a book or a comic book. They're kind of like a version of Justice, not even a version of Justice League, because they're a group of heroes who feel that the world is starting to become out of control, and in order to get it back in pecking order, they gotta do whatever it takes by any means necessary to make sure peace and tranquility is safe in the world. Even if they gotta blow supervillains' heads off or take out a corrupt president or anything like that. But I remember reading The Authority. The Authority was basically created by Wildstorm Comic Books, who was also connected to Jim Lee, who was a part of Image Comics at the time. Most of these characters stem from Image Comics when Jim Lee started creating his own studio called Wildstorm. Wildstorm eventually, when he started working at DC as a head writer, when he started writing at, when he, Jim Lee became head writer for DC, he eventually made Wildstorm. DC wound up eventually buying out Wildstorm, where you see some characters like Gen 13's Fairchild. I think her first name, Caitlin Fairchild, who is kind of like a female version of a smart She-Hulk. And then you see characters like Grifter. They started using certain characters like Deathblow, Stormwatch, Wildcats. So they start having a few characters come back. And honestly, I like The Authority. The Authority was ran by a British superpowered female named Jenny Sparks. And she's been fighting since like the World War II days. And her powers kind of is revolved around electricity. Pretty badass character too. But I mean, are we looking at the original characters from The Authority that kind of stem from Stormwatch comic books? So, I mean, my whole thing is, because when The Authority came out, they had a crew that kind of stemmed from like all the other Stormwatch characters who came from the book Stormwatch. Some of them even came later on after the banding of the Stormwatch comic books. But then also in story, the Stormwatch team kind of like fell apart. Stormwatch was kind of like their version of, well, they say Youngblood, but like Wildstorm's version of the Avengers. But at the team's core at the time in the comic book when I was reading it, Jenny Sparks, then they had Midnighter and Apollo, which was like their version of Superman and Batman. But the thing about them was that they were gay and they were together. They got married in the comic books. So, and honestly, they were like my favorite. This was like one of those favorite teams that I was reading on. And, you know, they had characters like the Engineer, the Doctor. So they had their tech wizard, but she was a female. So they had some stuff going on in it. Then, you know, and then they had this dude, I forgot his name all of a sudden, but he had some powers that, like, he had, like, all these abilities, like, superhuman strength, the ability to jump, he could avoid danger and all of that stuff, but I guess he didn't have no dick either, because there was one book, because the girl told him to strip, she had a gun on him, and she looked down at him and saw, like, he had nothing. They didn't show it, but he didn't have nothing down there, but he was an engineered human that had the abilities to absorb the city, the city limits and everything. So, kind of interesting. Forgot his fucking name, but it'll probably pop up somewhere along the lines. But yeah, like, the book was actually off the hook. The book was actually off the hook. Why am I rhyming all of a sudden? But either way, I don't know. I'm a little worried. Because honestly, the thing is that they try to reboot everything. And the problem with DC is that they try so hard to catch up with Marvel to where they lost sight of what they should have did anyway. Instead of just Marvel basically held down the process of breaking down characters by segment, like giving Iron Man his start, Captain America his start, Thor his start, and then starting to connect things as time progressed. That's why phase one of the MCU will always and probably forever be the best. Since Iron Man all the way up to Infinity War was probably the best stuff. Now, give or take, it wasn't all perfect. Iron Man 3, you know, Dark World, Thor Dark World, they weren't the best, but they still held up. You know? And I'm going to say, The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton should be included in that as well. So, I mean, it just, to me, honestly, I think that they're going to have to really think about what their motives is, making sure, like, you know, they need, like, a Kevin Feige to keep everything together. And so when the other movies come around, the game plan still stays the same. You know, if you're going to be connected, and honestly, in some cases, I wish most of these movies weren't connected, so they can, like, it, so the stories would fit on their own terms, instead of just trying to make everything gotta fit. Everything has to be a part of something. But if they do, they're going to have to really make sure that those pieces are connected. And that's the hard part. You know, when people has different visions and everything, somebody, the producer, has to make sure that they stay ahead of the curve. Because if they don't, then that's going to be a problem. And I know I've been running on too much, but either way, you guys, I'm going to get off the hook. This is a quick fire review. I might even come back on this and talk about it a little bit more, but I'm going to end it off right here. So, We'll talk about it a little bit more in stint. I might even get online and do it as well. So either way, you guys, this is Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast, and check out all my stuff on social media. You can check me out on linktree.com. Linktree/Late for the Party. The link will be in the description once I upload everything to my social media. So either way, you guys, also check out the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. There's going to be some new stuff coming out as well. So either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea, signing off. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.